Chapter 6. My first instinct was to run after the Duchess, but I had to adjust for the water, so I kicked my feet and swam after her. I wasn't as swift underwater, but I kept up enough to see a crowd of merpeople had gathered in the road a few blocks away from the palace. They swam around in circles, and several waved their arms frantically as they spoke to each other. We slowed to a stop behind Helmy and the guard as she lifted her hands to silence the citizens.
"What is going on here?"
the Duchess demanded, and put her fist to her lips.
"Your Grace, there's a thief in our midst!"
a merman cried out, and the other merpeople began to yell again.
"They stole my fruit!"
"And my bread!"
"And several boats of fabric!"
"Okay, okay."
Helmy calmed everyone down.
"And no one saw anything?"
"Well, Philip said he saw the culprit,"
one of the mermaids answered and pointed behind a shop.
"He gave chase that way, but he hasn't come back yet."
"Go make sure Philip doesn't get himself hurt,"
the Duchess ordered her guard.
"Yes, Your Grace,"
he agreed, and flipped his fin as he took off after Philip.
"Now, I'll need a list of everything that's been taken,"
she addressed the crowd once more.
"Then, once we have the culprit, we'll have to list his charges."
"So you have a judge and jury, or what?" I asked. It seemed a legitimate justice system was pretty rare so far, so I was interested to hear how theirs worked.
"The Duke and I judge all crimes,"
Helmy replied and clenched her jaw.
"I don't know what this jury is you speak of."
"A group of citizens who decide if someone is guilty or not," I frowned. "So you just decide what happens to a person?"
"Well, obviously I have to determine guilt. But why would regular people be able to do that? They don't know the law, and who knows if they can tell when someone is lying?"
"Well, that's why there's more than one person," I answered with a shrug. "It allows them to discuss the situation and decide the best way forward. It's fair for everyone that way."
"Sounds like a waste of time,"
the Duchess scoffed and rolled her eyes.
"We would have to explain the laws to the people on this jury, listen to the crimes,
and allow the accused person to tell their side of the story," I added. "Yeah, it can take some time, but it keeps innocent people from getting punished for something they didn't do.
And allows criminals to try and lie their way out. I don't like it. I'd rather handle it myself."
"I'm not telling you what to do, Your Grace," I replied as I arched an eyebrow. "Just giving you an alternative."
"I think I'll manage without your ideas,"
Helmy muttered. Most of my women glared daggers at the mermaid, and even Aliona opened her mouth to respond before she shook her head and closed it. The Duchess appeared to be very stuck in her ways, and the mermaid way didn't seem to include being open to other suggestions.
"Duchess!"
a man's voice interjected.
"I found him!"
A merman suddenly appeared from behind the shop, and he dragged a thrashing young merman by his skinny arm. The boy had short turquoise hair and bright green eyes that darted around rapidly for an escape route. The boy looked to be about 10 or 11, and his turquoise tail flipped furiously as he held tightly to a bag wrapped around his torso and tried to swim away from the much larger man. His captor, presumably Philip, was a big guy, at least 6.5 feet tall if he was on legs. His bare, dark-skinned chest was thick with muscle, and bright white tattoos covered his arms from his shoulders to his wrists. His electric blue hair was twisted into long braids that dangled down his back, and his face was contorted into a smug grin.
"What the hell are you doing to him?" I demanded. "He's just a child!" "He's a thief!"
the merman snarled as he shook the boy in his grasp.
"And I'm delivering him to the Duchess for his crimes!"
"Funny, because it looks like you're a grown man squeezing a child's arm so hard it could break," I growled, and I felt the heat of my fire magic warm my arms until the water next to me began to bubble.
"Philip, Lord Evan, let's all calm down,"
the Duchess soothed.
"He does look rather young to be a thief."
"Youth is no excuse to ignore the laws of our land,"
Philip argued.
"Wouldn't you agree, Duchess?"
"I do,"
she hedged.
"But I also need to see the proof of his crimes."
Helmy shot a sideways glance at me as if to prove she was perfectly capable of determining his guilt on her own.
"Is this enough proof for you?"
Philip grunted and ripped the bag from the boy's chest. He dumped its contents into the water, and several apples, bread, and fabric floated up between them. The boy's chin dropped to his chest in the ultimate look of defeat, and his cheeks flushed a deep red of shame. He stopped fighting Philip's grasp on him, and he rubbed his eyes to keep from crying.
"Looks like we have all the proof we need, right, Lord Evan?"
Helmy sneered as she looked at me triumphantly.
The law states the punishment for theft is the loss of the hand that has stolen.
What? I couldn't believe what she'd said. You want to cut off the hand of a child? Are you insane? The guard who had led us outside finally reappeared with two more merman guards in tow, and they all seemed to notice the high tension in the group and eased over to the Duchess as she spoke.
I do not make the laws, Lord Evan,
she replied with a wave of her hand.
I merely uphold them. Guards, take the boy.
Wait, I demanded. Don't you even care why a child is stealing such things? The guard stopped and looked at me in utter bewilderment.
What do you mean? One of them asked. The reason isn't important.
He's old enough to know it's wrong to steal,
the Duchess added.
That should be reason enough not to do it.
Yet he did. And he didn't steal gold, treasures, or toys. He stole food and fabric. Why?
Are you hungry, child?
Aliona asked the boy softly.
I haven't eaten in 3 days,
he whispered without looking up.
3 days?
Rebecca gasped.
Why?
It doesn't matter why,
the guard snapped and grabbed the boy's arm.
He broke the law, and now he has to pay.
Philip released his hold on the boy as the other two guards swam up behind him. One grabbed his other arm, and the third guard pulled the sword from his belt.
Stop!
I bellowed, and kicked my way closer to hover in the lead guard's face. I don't want to hurt you, but I won't let you hurt him. This is ridiculous! The guard scowled at me and looked to the Duchess for help.
He'll never learn without punishment,
Helmy pointed out.
And the punishment needs to match the crime. This is not justice.
You do not determine justice for my city,
the Duchess hissed as she narrowed her eyes at me.
I determine justice for Rama as its future king,
I thundered, and whipped the sword of Hatra from my belt. I pressed the tip of the sword against the lead guard's bare chest, and the other two released the boy and reached for their own weapons.
I wouldn't try that if I were you,
Lyca warned in a low voice. I glanced over my shoulder to see she held daggers in each hand, while Nike gripped the sword of light and glared at the guards with his silvery eyes. Rebecca and Aaliyah held out their clawed hands, and the dryad's green eyes flashed with anger, while Aliona, Mariah, and Naomi poised to attack.
I have a lot more backup than you do, I growled, as I pulled the boy to my chest.
I can see you feel very strongly about this issue, Lord Evan,
Helmy declared, and signaled for her men to stand down.
What would you say is a more appropriate punishment for the boy?
Let him work, I replied. But I never took my eyes off the guard as I backed away with the little merboy. He can work off his debts to the shopkeepers, and if they like his work, he can earn money to pay for food.
I actually like that idea,
the fruit stand mermaid squeaked.
If we cut off his hand, he might never be able to work. Then he would always be starving.
A very good point, I agreed, and turned my attention to the child. Now, why has it been so long since you ate? Where are your parents?
My mother died when I was born, he answered softly. My father has been gone for a few days.
Gone where? I demanded. He left you alone?
He used to leave me with his lady friend, but she said she didn't want to see him any more,
the boy murmured.
So I wasn't sure how else to eat.
Why didn't you come ask for help?
The Duchess asked and cocked her head to the side curiously.
We have food at the palace.
I didn't know I could, he replied with a shrug. You've never spoken to me before.
Oh.
Helmy sighed, and then she lifted her chest high again and looked toward the guards.
Get him to the palace and feed him. Then we will find his father.
Are you sure?
The lead guard asked with a suspicious glance my way.
Did I sound uncertain?
The Duchess countered and glared at him.
No, Your Grace,
he muttered, and then the guard swam over and motioned for the boy to follow them. Hey, I murmured, and grabbed his arm gently. I'll be here for a while. If you need something, find me.
Thank you, my lord,
he whispered, and then darted after the guards toward the palace. I turned back to see the Duchess with a smirk on her face and her arms crossed over her chest.
Well, now that the excitement is over, you all can leave.
Leave? I raised an eyebrow. We haven't had our meeting yet.
And it sounds like it won't be necessary. You think very highly of yourself and your ideas, Lord Evan. We don't need your help here.
He just helped that young boy,
the fruit mermaid pointed out.
He found a suitable punishment, Your Grace.
Yeah, and he wasn't a bad kind of thief, the bread merman agreed. He was just a hungry child.
I know that,
Helmy snapped, and then took a deep breath.
Either way, your services are not needed. The Duke will be gone for a while, and I don't want you hanging about causing scenes.
Causing scenes?
Aaliyah echoed, and her voice dropped into a rumbling growl.
He saved that boy's hand. Nevertheless, you are no longer guests of Pullis,
the Duchess snarled.
Please leave.
No, I growled. We need to talk to both of you. We won't leave until we do.
What is so damn important?
Helmy shrieked as she threw her arms up into the air.
You aren't wanted here.
Your city is in danger, I yelled back.
The merpeople from the marketplace gasped and began to talk in hushed tones.
Danger?
The whole city.
How?
Quiet. That's enough.
Helmy shushed them with a sharp glare.
Lord Evan just needs a reason to stay, but your scare tactics won't work.
It's not a tactic,
Aliona insisted as she stepped forward.
We came because there is a real threat to the city, and you need to know about it.
Maybe you should hear them out, Your Grace,
the fruit stand owner stammered.
Silence,
the Duchess commanded.
I don't need the opinion of a worker to help me make a decision.
Hey, you don't have to talk to her like that,
one of the other mermaids piped up.
We're all looking out for Pullis.
Oh, shut up, Philip grunted. If the Duchess doesn't want to talk to them, she doesn't have to. No one knows who they are anyway.
I'm Lord Evan of Hatra, I growled. And this is Princess Aliona. We are the future king and queen of Rama, so why don't you show a little fucking respect? Even garbled underwater, my voice vibrated between us, and Philip flitted back away from me a few feet.
Fine. You can stay long enough to tell me the danger,
Helmy spat out.
And not a minute longer. Follow me.
Then she flicked her orange fin and swam back toward the palace. We all looked at each other for a moment before we followed her out of the marketplace and left the other merpeople staring at each other with a mixture of worry and confusion. The Duchess really didn't give a single fuck about how the news affected her people. Hell, she didn't even care about why a kid would steal food. She'd been all about cutting off his whole damn hand. Helmy was the epitome of the rude, conceited mermaid behavior we'd heard about, and I was starting to have flashbacks to Whittaker and Kolaruma. The lizard demihuman was the head magistrate of the council in the underground city, and he was selfish enough to steal from the people he didn't like until they were poor, so he could keep things for himself and his friends. But I took care of that fucker, and I'd take care of this bitch too. After I'd gathered my evidence, I beheaded him. But I figured that was a story for another time with the Duchess, since I could practically see the steam pouring out from her ears as she cruised toward the palace without looking back. I think I may have offended the Duchess, I murmured to Aliona. She probably doesn't like me very much.
I'm not sure she liked you to begin with,
the princess giggled.
What?
I put my hands to my chest in mock offense. What would make you think that?
I don't know. The way she talks to you?
Ravi suggested with a grin.
Or the way she stares at you like she hates your guts?
Rebecca snickered. I guess I miss those things, I said innocently. I thought everyone loved dragons.
I'm sure they do.
Lyca laughed as we approached the palace doors behind the Duchess. Helmy breezed inside, and we floated in behind her.
You!
The Duchess hollered to a guard who hovered in the front room.
Out!
The merman dipped his head and swam out the door.
So what is your husband searching for?
Aliona asked as we swam over to the table with the enchanted dish of fruit. I realized the table wasn't floating either, and I wondered how much enchantment was required to keep an underwater city functioning.
Oh, he's always looking for something. Treasure, trouble, you name it, he'll find it.
It sounds like he does a lot for Pullis,
the princess observed carefully.
He makes sure you have what you need.
He does,
the mermaid replied, and her tail twitched with annoyance.
Now, what is this big danger you mentioned?
Have you ever heard of the Green Glass Sect? I asked as I got straight to the point.
No,
Helmy answered with a frown.
Should I?
You know about the breach, right? I narrowed my eyes at the mermaid leader.
Of course.
Just because I didn't know about you doesn't mean I'm completely off the trade routes down here. So, you know the breach is intended to be a portal from the underworld?
Aliona pressed.
Yes, of course.
Helmy huffed.
That's why the king is trying to close it.
Exactly, I agreed. However, the Green Glass Sect wants it open.
Why?
She gasped, and her eyes widened in what seemed like genuine shock.
That would give demons free reign over Rama, or possibly even all of Inati.
Which is why we're trying to stop them. We've been following them all around Rama for the last few months.
And you haven't caught them yet?
Helmy raised an orange eyebrow.
I thought you were supposed to be a warrior.
I am. They're led by a very powerful mage, a necromancer, to be exact. And he uses blood magic for many of his spells. He calls himself the Sage.
The Sage?
The Duchess repeated in an odd tone. Yeah? I hesitated, as she seemed to become lost in thought. Anyway, he's a sick bastard for a multitude of reasons, but he'll get his at the hands of my dragon mate. Valera had made me promise to let her tear into Olivier as soon as we caught him. He was responsible for the death of her family and hundreds of dragons in Rama, so as much as I wanted to bleed him like the pig he was, she had first dibs.
I see,
Helmy murmured and pursed her lips.
And you think he's here?
We're not sure if he's here exactly,
Aliona admitted.
We've, heard he and the sect have been in this area.
It seemed the princess was also hesitant to share too much information with Helmy, and I wondered if she held the same reservations as I did. It was too coincidental that we'd found the Duchess's prize necklace on board the pirate's ship after they'd been on the hunt for a dragon's treasure, and she hadn't seemed overly excited to see the necklace returned, considering she claimed to have lost it.
So what is your plan, then?
The Duchess asked and crossed her arms over her chest.
Search the entire city for one man?
No, I shook my head. We believe they've opened a rift here.
A rift?
Helmy uncrossed her arms and put them on her hips.
What is that?
Basically a miniature breach, I replied. It leaks miasma and gives demons a small opening to our world. I'm sure you don't want that.
Well, obviously.
The mermaid leader smirked and twisted a lock of bright orange hair around her finger.
What can you do to stop it?
We can seal it,
the princess answered.
Once we find it, we won't need long to take care of it. But we do have to find it.
So, you won't be snooping through my city for a man, but for a hole in the ground? And what if I say no?
Then you'll be putting your people and eventually Rama at risk, and I won't have that.
I'm sure my people can find it ourselves,
the Duchess said with an eye roll.
We don't need you pillaging the city on your little adventure.
Pillaging the city? I echoed with a wild laugh. Lady, you have some fucking nerve. We came to help you.
Who said we needed your help?
Helmy sneered.
You didn't even know a rift was possible.
Aaliyah retorted and bared her long fangs.
How are you going to find it on your own? Well, I...
The mermaid started to argue.
And you don't know how to seal it,
Naomi pointed out as her amber eyes flashed with aggravation.
Plus, if anyone from the sect is here, there's no way you'll win that battle without us,
Trina added.
My guards are quite skilled,
Helmy cut in.
Not as skilled as Lord Evan and Lord Nikolaus,
Polina huffed.
Not to mention the rest of us,
Marina chuckled.
Most of us have fought in the Blue Tree Guild for many years.
We've fought echidnas, stone giants, mages, demons, and countless other creatures, and we always win.
Lyca chimed in as her furry gray ears flattened against her head.
Can your soldiers say that?
Well, no,
the Duchess muttered.
We stay to ourselves.
And now someone has come to you, I said. This is not a small problem you can fix on your own. This is something we specialize in and can solve for you. So you can keep pushing us away, or you can rein in your pride and accept some help. Helmy's mouth dropped open, and she stared at me with a mixture of anger and surprise.
We only want to help our people,
Aliona added softly.
While you may not like us for barging in, you are our people.
Another beat of silence.
Fine,
the mermaid finally responded.
You can find the rift and seal it. That's it. I don't want... my people, to think we need your help all the time.
I narrowed my eyes at her hesitation and wondered what exactly she didn't want us to find. The mermaid leader was definitely keeping something to herself.
We'll make sure the citizens know you were vital in saving the city once it's safe,
the princess assured her.
It shows great strength for a leader to utilize every tool available, and right now, we are the tools.
I guess,
Helmy muttered.
But I'm eating lunch before we go on this little escapade. I'm starving.
I can agree with that, I chuckled, as my own stomach growled. What's for lunch?
We don't have many options,
the mermaid replied with a frown.
A few types of fish, really.
Sounds great,
Rebecca exclaimed and rubbed her paws together.
Yeah, great,
Trina agreed sarcastically. It seemed the dryads were already getting tired of fish for meals. We followed Helmy into the dining hall and looked at the table and chairs anchored to the floor.
They're enchanted,
the Duchess explained.
If you sit in one of those chairs, it will keep you from floating around. The food stays on the table, too.
Fascinating,
Naomi murmured as she ran her clawed fingers over the back of a seat. We all swam over to the chairs and pushed ourselves into them. And as soon as my ass touched the wood, it was like I was sucked into place. It wasn't uncomfortable, though. Rather, it felt like when you sit on a deep-seated couch and sink into it. It was surprisingly comfy, and I settled into the chair with a sigh. It was nice to relax after all this swimming, and it seemed the rest of my companions agreed as they all leaned back into the chairs with relief. The Duchess sat in the chair just to the right of the head of the table and looked off into the distance. After our last conversation, I doubted she was interested in small talk, so I settled for looking around the dining hall. The walls were the same sandstone color as the outside, though not as many jewels were encrusted inside. Swirls of gold, silver, and various neon colors were painted along the walls and ceiling, though, and a handful of decorations were attached to the wall. A large trophy-like cup with two merpeople locked in a wrestling pose caught my attention, and I wondered if they had some kind of fighting competition here. Further down, a statue of a whale took up about a quarter of the wall. It was carved out of marble, and gold flecks shined in the deep gray whorls of the material. The whale's tail featured a little wave of water underneath it, and the detail of the design was impeccable, down to the blowhole on top.
It's been in the family for generations,
Helmy interrupted my gazing as she motioned toward the marble whale.
The story is a sailor gave it to one of my ancestors as a token of appreciation when she saved him from drowning after he fell overboard while whale-watching.
It looks great. Very lifelike.
Indeed.
She nodded and returned silently to her deep thoughts. I wondered what was on her mind, but I suspected I wouldn't be too thrilled if I knew. Before I could think of a way to get her talking, several merpeople appeared with trays of fish and veggies. They set the trays down on the table, and I saw a rainbow of options. From yellow to red to bright green fish, it seemed every color was represented in the food the servants set on the table. The enchantment held the trays tightly to the wood, and the staff handed each of us a fork as they swam around the table.
So we just eat off the trays?
Ravi asked as she uncertainly held her fork up.
What else would you eat from?
Helmy retorted and stabbed a piece of yellow fish cut into slices.
Certainly not a plate.
Polina chuckled under her breath. Well, when in Rome, I laughed, as I forked a piece of the green fish and stuffed it into my mouth.
What's Rome?
Lyca wondered with a twitch of her gray ears. Nothing, I replied quickly, and grabbed another piece of fish. Lyca seemed to understand I didn't want to mention my home planet in front of the Duchess, and she returned to her meal without a word. I glanced over at Helmy to see if she'd noticed our exchange, but she stared at something off in the distance, and it seemed she had a lot on her mind. She absent-mindedly fingered the octopus that dangled near her breasts, and I wondered if our finding the necklace had anything to do with what she was thinking about. Notice anything? I leaned over and whispered into Aliona's ear.
The Duchess has been rather quiet.
Do you think it's about the parla?
She hasn't let go of it since we walked in. You don't think it was lost?
I'm starting to doubt that version of events. Maybe we should ask where they come from and get her talking.
Good idea.
Aliona nodded as she reached for another piece of fish. I waited a few moments before I cleared my throat and looked over to Helmy with a smile. So, Your Grace, where do the Parlas come from? I asked. Anja told us they use the magic of the ocean.
Rana,
Helmi answered without looking at me.
The goddess of the seas.
She gave them to you? Like a gift?
Every time a royal child is born, the duke or duchess will find the child's Parla waiting outside the palace doors the next morning,
she explained with a sigh. And they just appear there? No one ever sees the goddess?
No, she can conceal herself in the water.
The duchess rolled her eyes.
She holds all water magic.
Interesting. So she just hides out somewhere in the ocean until a baby is born?
She doesn't hide. She lives.
In secret? That's not strange?
No,
the duchess replied before she stabbed a chunk of fish, paused, and then obviously changed the subject.
What started your journey?
King Rodion wanted us to make ourselves known around the kingdom, I explained. Dragons have a bad reputation, as you know. So we wanted to let everyone get to know me before Princess Aliona and I take on the role of king and queen.
So to prove the rumors wrong, you demand to enter my city?
Helmi lifted an orange eyebrow with a hint of amusement, and she stuffed the bite of fish into her mouth. Well, my first priority is making sure my people are safe. That also includes the ones who don't want to be helped. Besides, the last city leader who turned down my help was actually hiding a huge secret.
A secret?
The Duchess's hand froze midway to the platter of fish.
What secret?
He'd turned some of his citizens into slaves, I answered, and met her concerned gaze. I freed them, and now they have a council of leaders who work together for the entire city.
That sounds like an improvement,
she murmured.
Lord Evan tries to help everyone we meet,
Marina interjected.
And we've met a lot of people,
Trina added.
Like centaurs, dwarves, demihumans, so many.
Polina giggled.
He always makes sure they have what they need before we move on.
And you chase this green glass sect while you help the people?
The Duchess wondered. Yeah. Ever since the breach opened up, the king has been pretty stuck dealing with that. Now he has me and my people to take care of the bad guys, get rid of the demons that escape, cleanse the world of miasma, poisoning, stuff like that.
Really?
Helmi trailed off.
Well, that is fascinating.
It really is,
Mariah agreed, and the sword spirit flashed me a smile.
We've been on many adventures since leaving Hatra.
Well, it seems we'll be going on the next one together,
the mermaid leader said as she set her fork down on the table.
I'll have my guards come assist in your search once you've finished your meals. They can show you around the city and, show you where you should look.
Before I could pry into the Duchess's oddly worded suggestion, the servants returned with dinner plate-sized seashells. They set the shells on the table in front of each of us, followed by spoons, and I leaned over to see some kind of bright red pudding with chunks of fruit layered on top.
Dessert?
Alia asked and bared her canines in a wide grin.
Indeed,
the Duchess replied as she took a bite from her seashell bowl. As I ate the sweet, fruity mixture, the strong flavor of the fruit seemed to burst in my mouth. It reminded me of pie filling, and I gobbled it down as I thought about the Duchess's response. She wanted her guards with us on a search for a rift she didn't even believe existed, and she wanted them to tell us where to look for it. I didn't like it one bit. And if she thought for a moment I was only going to look where the guards told me to, she hadn't been paying much attention to me. Suddenly, a commotion at the front entrance caught our attention, and then the doors flung open with a flurry of bubbles as a huge merman swam in the door. He was easily as big as the bear demihumans we'd met in Atheson, and his torso looked as wide as a door. His skin was the color of gingerbread cookies. A black tattoo decorated his entire chest from his collarbone to his exposed belly button, and his bright blue hair was shaved on the sides and flowed behind him like a horse's mane as he rushed into the dining hall. The merman stopped in the doorway and gave the Duchess a curious look.
Phineas, my dear, we have guests,
Helmi drawled as she waved toward us with a lazy hand.
I can see that, her husband snorted. Who are they?
Duke, I presume, I said, as I awkwardly removed myself from the enchanted chair. My name is Lord Evan of Hatra. This is my fiancée, Princess Aliona. These are our royal guards. My companions waved their greetings to the Duke, and he nodded curtly before he turned his attention back to me.
And what do you need?
Phineas asked and cocked his head to the side with an air of suspicion. "We've come to help with a few issues we were just discussing with Duchess Helmy. I'd like to go over them with you if I..."
"Yeah, okay. All that'll have to wait," the Duke interrupted and shook his head. "I found something on my expedition. Something huge."
"What is it?" I asked. The merman stared at me with a bewildered expression, as though he couldn't believe I would ask, and then he turned his attention back to his wife.
"We need to go, now," he instructed her.
"Of course,"
Helmy agreed and rose from her chair. The merpeople paddled through the water without looking back, and I glanced at the others before I waved for them to follow. We weren't about to get left behind.